Hello, and welcome to Gravel Mitts, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is April 21st, 2022. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And since I've got the drinks tonight, I'll go ahead and introduce the first one.
Oh, what letter are we on?
We're on the letter H. These right. Beers brought to you by the letter H. How have we not done that yet?
That's a good question.
So our first beer of the night is called Helix. It is an IPA from the brewery Alluvial, which is just down the street, like 3 miles from my parents' house.
Nice.
Yes. So they're one of my top breweries around here. I'm actually part of their fan club. So I belong to their annual or their quarterly beer releases. And that's pretty cool. So this is their IPA. It's a Helix.
It's a very pretty can. Since I always comment on the cans, do not want to disappoint. So we would like to cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Cheers, Caitlin.
Cheers. It is. It's got like a light mouth feel with still having a lot of flavor. I'd say it has a little bit of those funky tastes going to it, earthier.
I feel like it's almost like a light mouthfeel, but with a big body at the same time.
Yeah. It doesn't feel heavy.
Right. So it's a full-bodied and juicy dry hops with Idaho 7 and Galaxy New England style hazy.
Yeah, I like it. It's definitely full-flavored. I wouldn't put it quite I wouldn't say complex, but there's like a journey that it takes you on a little bit. On this one.
I like that. That's yeah. The description. It definitely gives you some flavors on the front and some on the back.
Yeah.
Good.
It hangs out for a minute at the end, not in a bad way.
And it's nice that it's a little bit lower. It's only a 5% ABV.
Good. That means I can drink more of them. Well, Kelsey, now that we've had our first brought to you by H Beverage, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Let's see. It's been a whirlwind couple of weeks. You and I, we really haven't talked a lot in the last couple of weeks. We've been on the go, go, go. At least yeah, it feels like it. And
not bad, though.
No, definitely good things. There's been a lot of fun action happening. And even this coming weekend is going to be somewhat crazy. But then I think life settles down again. Real quick, would you like to say where you're podcasting from tonight?
Oh, sure. I am podcasting from my deck. So please let us know if the sound's okay, because we don't want any discomfort for anyone's listening ears. But it is just so beautiful out, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
It is finally nice enough here to be outside. It has been a cold, gray spring.
Yeah, it snowed on Easter.
Yes, it did.
A lot. I think for April.
I left for Phoenix and it was 90 degrees in Phoenix, and then I left to come home and I came home to a wonderful wintry mix.
That's a great description, wintry mix.
Yes, because it's just been gray and depressing since then. But so today is a great day to take advantage of the sunshine. I've been good though. It's been, like I said, it's been a whirlwind, and I am very excited for this coming weekend. Cole and I have one of our biggest races of the year this weekend. And it's the one where I go and support a race and help sweep a course for 340 miles of a distance. And so that's going to be fun, but it's going to take up a lot of the weekend. Fortunately, I'll have downtime where I'll take knitting.
Did you mention what the race is called?
Oh, I did not. It's called Iowa Wind and Rock.
Nice.
Yes.
In case anyone's curious.
This is our fourth year. This is his fourth year riding and my fourth year volunteering. So haven't missed one yet, and we're not going to.
Nice.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
It's pretty exciting.
Because last year was rainy.
Two years ago was rainy.
Gotcha.
Last year was actually quite nice. 2 years ago, they did it in the fall, and it was rainy, and my friend John finished in like 38 and a half hours or something like that.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. It may have been longer than that, but he finished nonetheless. He was determined that year.
Good for him.
Yeah, and that kind of formed what's going to be a lifelong bond with him, because, you know, you're never going to have that experience. These ultra distance riders are just amazing to me. Somehow they can pull it off through the weather, through the crud, through the awesome, and through the crappy, and somehow manage to pull it together and show up 350 miles later or more, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'm very excited. So, yeah, I'm good. How are you, Caitlin?
I am also good. Well, I guess I'll start off with I got a new bike.
Yeah, you did.
So I love my road bike very deeply. It was my grandma's, so it means a lot to me. But the fact of the matter is it's no longer meeting the safety requirements for me to pull a trailer. Bike shops are saying, like, don't invest more. It is going to probably become some sort of piece in my house or something.
Well, and it's finally, you know, it's seen its good days. You've used it quite a bit, so it's had its good.
It's from the 70s, which I keep saying it's 30 years old, but I think that actually means it's like 50. I just think it's still 2000.
Oh, I know. That happens all the time.
Like, oh no, actually.
Way more often than you know.
But it's been a great bike, so I will always remember that. But I actually got a gravel bike. It is a Marin Nikaso 2, I think is how you would say it.
Yep.
And it's this really pretty blue with these gold and red accents on it. So I'm really excited. It's fun. It's smooth. It shifts really well. It breaks.
So it actually has, yeah.
But it actually has...
She went from having clincher brakes to having high disc brakes, which is a game changer.
And like these last few months, like that front brake, if I'm not constantly on it, it's sitting on the wheel. Like I just can't get it to not. So now I'm much faster.
Yes. And now you can go pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, I'm excited. And yeah, since it is a gravel bike, it does have a little more versatility. I think we'll mostly still be riding on roads or pavement, but now so I have the option.
That, and you'll be far more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, it does definitely have a more security feeling to it than at least the few road bikes I have to compare it to that I've ridden.
Is your fat bike, is it tubeless?
No. No, none of my bikes are tubeless currently.
I don't know if any of them would be compatible, but that could be something to look into.
I know my fat bike is, but I have all of what I need for the way it is right now. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm not against trying it though. Yeah. So that, and not to make the section too long, but I also did like a bike ride event called the Lemon Ride.
Oh, how did that go?
It's fun. It was very fun. There was definitely lots of alcohol involved.
What did that one entail?
So it starts off at Exile Brewery, which is, it's kind of named after their beer. They have a lemon beer. And then you go to Captain Rice, and then to Mullet's, and then to Jethro's Southside, and then you go back to Exile. We did add a stop in, because one of our riders used to work at this bar called Beechwood. So pretty much any time we're near that, we're going to stop there too, which was great because like it was the emptiest patio because everyone else was following the ride. So we kind of got a break from the crowd a little bit. So I think it was a good added stop. Brian even said he was like, it was good we added that little stop in there. So
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a pretty short ride. It's like 10 miles round trip, but we biked to downtown. So that added us some miles. And then I was really excited about my bike. So we started like an hour early. And biked around beforehand. So nice. It ended up being about 30 miles of riding that day. Yeah. So at least for us, that's a pretty big distance.
You're going to be all set to go on Rag Ride this year.
Hopefully. I guess we'll need to start planning that out. Thanks for your patience, y'all, while I got all that out. But it was fun, and I had to share.
Oh, absolutely. That's exciting news.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And probably, and hopefully it'll be a while before I need to spend a lot of money again.
In other exciting news, we have a prize to draw for today.
Woo-hoo.
We took all the names of everybody who has already submitted an entry to our year-long Sash Challenge through our forum or has tagged us on Instagram with hashtag GravelKnitStash. And we took every one of your entries. So each entry counted as an entry to the drawing. And we put all your names in and we had numbers 1 to 52.
Thanks for all the entries, guys.
Woohoo! That was pretty cool. We came up with a winner, number 49. And Caitlin.
That's Perla.
Woohoo! All right, so, Perla.
Please message us, Instagram, email, whatever you prefer, and let us know how you want us to send you your prize, which Kelsey is providing this quarter's prize.
And that is a set of stitch markers based off of Lisa of Fire Nymph's Pie Day colorways of gemstones. So that's so fun. Pretty cute.
That's going to be so handy, like having the different colors, because you can be like, okay, like the beginning color is this color. And
right. So like, I think there's five different ones and there are five different gemstones. And she has a little explanation on each of them. And that's pretty cool.
Just every time I say outside time, I think it's like, you know, like prison. Like, this is your outside time. But, like, they say it for daycare, too. So then I'm just like, well.
Along with our Sash Challenge, I do have an update on our scoreboard.
Woo.
And mine's hopefully going to be changing here pretty soon. But in the meantime, Shannon is just edging out Emery by a mere 110 meters.
Wow.
Yes.
That's both intense, friends. Nice.
It is. They're right around negative 7,300-ish. It's pretty amazing. I know they've both turned out some pretty cool blankets so far.
That's awesome. Great job.
On the other end, you and I are about 20 meters apart.
Oh, I'm close. For now.
Until I'm about to bind off two sweaters. So
Yeah. Then you're gonna need to buy more yarn. You know, keep it close.
I know.
You're like obligated.
I need to get some things done, man.
There's just been a lot of shiny, exciting projects, and I just keep starting them. And then lots of shiny yarn to purchase.
Ooh, that's pretty.
That's okay though. I still think I'm doing so much better just because I'm tracking. Like, just more aware of, like, my purchases and my projects.
It's definitely making me think about, okay, what do I have? And it's kind of made me think, okay, how am I going to use this with something else? Or what could this possibly be? A little bit more.
I do have one second announcement. Downseller Studio Podcast has been podcasting for 10 years.
Ooh, congratulations, Jen.
It's incredible. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Like, congratulations. I know it happened like a month-ish ago, but I still want to say congratulations on the podcast.
I agree. It's one of the first podcasts I listen to, so it's been fun to have her for all this time.
Don't forget to support us on Patreon, friends, if you are able to.
Yes, if you like what you listen to here and want to get to know us better through the Discord or our quarterly beer nights, go ahead and come over to our Patreon. We have several different tiers. You can take a look at those.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, Caitlin, what have you been listening to?
Knitpicks Podcast.
Okay.
Which, kind of funny, like lately I've been like, I haven't heard a recent episode lately. So it was kind of nice to dig into it. Their last episode was August 2021. Because I remember, like, I'd catch it on my way to the gym. So I'd start listening to it. And, like, while I was waiting for people to come to the class, I'd keep listening to it. So it feels like it hasn't been that long. But nonetheless, it's a very entertaining podcast. They have three hosts that are employed by Knitpicks. So they do talk a lot about like their patterns and their yarns, but they also talk a lot about great educational topics that I've enjoyed listening to. And they all kind of have their different knitting preferences. Like one of them likes worst weight, one of them likes fingering. And so it's just, it's a nice combination. They're fun. So I thought I'd throw them in there, even though it's been a little bit since they've recorded.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't think I've actually listened to theirs.
I like it. I'm going to start going through the backlog, too. I'm sure I haven't caught all their episodes. But I enjoy them.
Okay,
I like Knit Picks, so. Okay, so let's get to the meat of it. What's brewing? What are your current projects and cast-ons?
All right, I'm going to start with what is currently in my hand, because it is what I am absolutely obsessed about right now. This is called The Mood Cardigan by Jeanette Sloan. I have no idea what you can see of this or not.
It's very pretty.
It is a cardigan that is essentially knit in two pieces. It'll be like a little short sleeve. I don't know what shape this is. Kind of like cocoon-like shape, if you will. So you knit the body in one rectangle and the sleeves in a rectangle in two different directions. It's like one is tall and skinny, the other is like short and fat, if you will.
All right.
And then you seam them together. Got this really pretty lacy tail. And I love this yarn. It is a glittery, like silver Stellina by this dyer called Potion Yarns out of KC area, I believe.
Fun.
It's got this beautiful purples and pinks and like bright green and black and orange and all these fun, like very like spring bright colors to me. And it's just making me very, very happy.
Yay.
I haven't knit lace in a while, and I was really feeling like I needed lace. So it's got a really simple lace motif to it, very easily to memorize. And like I said, you seam the two rectangles together and pick up some stitches and knit some stitches and bind off, and you've got a cardigan.
Yay!
Well, and you do pick up like a neck band too. But
okay.
It's super easy, and I'm so excited about it.
That's awesome. And it doesn't, I don't think it looks easy. Like, I think it has a lot of like exciting texture to it. And
oh, very much so. And the cool thing is there are so many ways, so many different yarns you could knit it together. I didn't actually realize it was truly meant for like two lace weight yarns to be held together. Mm. And because it just had said fingering. And so I had originally started with one set of yarn that I had enough yardage for and a fingering weight. Started it, really didn't like how it was working out. And so I was like, okay, I'll find something else. This is when I went to Omaha a couple weeks ago and stopped at a yarn store there and got the yarn, the potion yarn. I was like, okay, I'm going to start in this. I did. But there are so many people who have done it in a couple of lace weights held together with like a slightly different texture to it. Mine is just a regular fingering weight, super wash merino. And there are some that are like definitely a woolier, and you can see that little bit. It's got that little bit more structure to it. Mine's going to be very lacy, very open, which was kind of what I was planning for as like a spring lightweight kind of cardigan.
Nice. Cool. I'm going to have to check out other people's projects and see how that marling worked out.
My Susie cardigan. Almost all done.
I don't see any ends. I don't see any. You're good. I don't see anything. What are you talking about?
What's really the thing is there's this hole here that I still need to do something with.
It's just to make it more aerodynamic.
Actually, that way, I think that makes it less aero.
That's a joke, Kelsey. Trying to help you out.
I know. Anyway, it's all done except for the pocket. I blocked it, and I'm going to pick up the pockets probably tonight. So I can get this finished. That way it'll be all set to go as a project for the weekend. I'm very excited about this. It fits so well, and I'm so glad I made the modifications I did. I added a little bit of length to the collar. It's the Susie cardigan, and it was by Megan Nodeker.
I think it's a really good call that you added to the collar. Yeah. I think it added even more squish.
I think the pattern was written for it to have like 10 inches of ease. And I was between sizes. I was either going to have like 6 or 16 or something. I don't know. It was going to be like 6 or 14. I was like, 14 is going to be way too much. I don't want that much. And I'm glad I didn't go that big. But I definitely was glad I added the length here, because otherwise I would have needed more through the chest and just would have left too much bagginess. It's really about perfect.
I'm glad it worked out.
Me too. It's going to get a lot of use. I've made some more progress on my outline tank. Or no, not the outline tank. It's the outline tee is the one I'm working on right now out of the linen that I got the other week. That's coming along a little bit. My focus has really been on my mood cardigan. I think I'm just
sorry about that.
Oh, that's all good. I think I'm going to leave it at that.
There's a lot of knitting involved in those big projects.
I know. It's like I said,
lots of enjoyment though.
Absolutely. I 100% have just been so focused on this one project that it's been hard to do anything else.
I love that though. Like it's so like just be in that zone is so wonderful.
I agree. It's been a while since I've just been like zooming through on something.
Right. I am currently working on this, my test knit, the Amalgamation from Me to You. And I am still absolutely loving this. I was going to call it a knit along test knit because it's been super fun. And the chat's been active and it's so fun to see all the different colors everyone's using. And actually I have they have those like suggested deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
And those milestones. And so I'm really close. I'm going to be cutting a little close in this last one, I think, but I'm close. Tomorrow I have to finish color 3 of 4.
It's this gorgeous
DK garter shawl. And I have shown like little snippets because it says it's teasable, but I just don't want to do anything to disrespect that request. So hopefully pretty soon I can show some full pictures of it, and maybe by then it's finished so I could like show it worn, which would be so exciting.
It is. It's very exciting.
Thanks. I'm having fun and I am really enjoying it. And I garter's just fun and cables are fun and they're very manageable cables.
Well, and from what you've been able to say, it has a nice, it's a good almost intro to cable kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
That's good.
And yeah. And let's see. I am using New Gardens yarn. It is her backyard garden DK. So this is yarn that isn't necessarily grown on her farm, but she does dye it. And this is the colors I'm using are charcoal, passion, purple rain, and silver sprinkles.
Nice.
I'm not sure if I've said all the colors before on the podcast or not.
I don't think you had.
But I'm loving it. And it's been really fun to see how the other colors are playing with each other. And I can't wait to share it with everybody more. But that's where I'm going to go with that.
Very fun.
And then I've also been playing with, which I started this a little bit ago, but the Thick Socks Three Ways by Dana Ray Makes. This is part of my like...
Was this in the same as your like Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to call it my initiative to get rid of my single ply chroma yarn, which is great yarn, but it's just been sitting and I want it to get used. So I've been holding it double with West Yorkshire Spinners or ply in their honeysuckle colorway, which is a pink. And then the chroma I have been using is Drawing Room, which is, if you have seen the Alaska hat, like the pattern picture.
Okay. So these are I have seen this pair. You just haven't had them out in a while.
The socks?
Yeah.
Or the hat. Yes, they look like cotton candy.
Oh, okay.
And then the heel and the cuffs, I'm using the Wednesday colorway. So there's like a gray, and then the Drawing Room, which really looks like a sunset, but I've been mostly on blues on this first sock. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to see how the next sock looks and if they look even related.
That will be interesting to see.
Yeah. But it was really nice to pick those up and work on them again. Thick socks are just fun.
Yes, they are. And you make such good thick socks. I don't know what it is, but you do a good thick sock.
Yay, thanks. I appreciate it. I think those two have been pretty much my big ones. And then
There's this one other little test net I'm doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's by this really awesome person.
Oh, okay.
I may podcast with from time to time. So I finally cast that on. I did not get gauge initially just because the yarn I picked was like too much of a thin worsted.
Right. Okay, so I don't know that I don't think we've really said, but I am in the process of having test knitters work through a pattern for me. And Caitlin is one of my wonderful test knitters.
Yeah. I didn't know if we had talked about it yet, but I'm like, I'm just going to
I felt like we hadn't.
All right, tell us about it.
Okay, I was going to bring mine up in, I was going to bring it up later in my FOs, and so I forgot that you were working on it right now. This is a pattern that's going to be called Little Pretzels, and it has its cute little four cables sections with, and you have two options, with or without salt, and it's got either a stockinette or reverse stockinette pattern. Well, one is reverse and one is stockinette. With salt is the reverse stockinette, and without salt is the stockinette.
Excellent.
And currently it is sized for preemie to toddler 2 years. And so that's what I'm testing right now. And so Caitlin, you are doing the toddler size, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It calls for 20 stitches, 4 inches, and I can't remember the rows. No, it's 16. I don't have it in front of me. But Caitlin couldn't get gauged quite with her first yarn. So go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, so I actually found a cooler yarn, so that's why these things always work out. And this is from Yarn Love, and it is her Goldilocks worsted. And of course, the colorway wasn't in Ravelry, so I didn't write it down. But it has this like light green, it's kind of orangey brown, and then this kind of feisty pink. I wouldn't go as far as hot pink, but it's
okay.
It's got some pinkness to it. And it's just, I don't know, it just looks so, like, it looks like it should be a pretzel hat to me.
I agree. So, it kind of has that, like, fallish vibes to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cute.
I can't wait to put it on Riker's head. But it's been fun and very approachable. And I want to say I knocked out a quarter or a third of the hat in one night.
Easily. I'm sure you did.
And now it's kind of more been like when I can pick it up. So like tonight when Riker was having bath time with Daddy, I did a few rows. I was waiting for a report to load the other night, did a few rows, and it's coming along.
And at this point, like to me, I've knit three of them so far. I've knit the preemie size.
Oh, look at that.
So cute. And I
look
that.
At those colors. Those are perfect.
That's in Lisa's autumn palette.
Perfect.
So it's
See?
Got like plum and orange and like a super cool gray and an awesome teal. It's just so adorable.
It really is.
So the first one I did was the with salt. So it was super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did the newborn without salt with the stockinette in the same color, which is still cute. And then I did the toddler. No, these are both newborns. I know I've done a toddler size too. But I did the newborn with salt in Maddie's Watts Yarn Sapphire colorway. It's so cute.
It was really cute. It's beautiful. I love the variation in that blue.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. I actually have another finished object that's in the same yarn. And I have more coming.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, at this point, they're like, I'm just going to knock out another one.
They're fun. And I think they're such a great product to gift to little babies.
Well, and I'm actually thinking I'm sizing it up to adult, too.
I would totally wear that hat.
Cool. That tells me I should just go ahead and do it.
I think you should. And then maybe I can use more of this yarn because it has like cashmere in it.
Oh,
and it's so soft.
Then you could have mommy sun hats.
Yeah, and we don't have any yet. I made daddy and sun hats, but I haven't made any mommy and sun hats.
Perfect. You can be the first tester.
Okay.
My guess is you'd have enough yarn out of 100 grams gain for both.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay. Sorry to bombard your...
No, I'm sorry that I talked about it before you got to have your unraveling of it. Or unveiling.
Nope, all good. It worked. It worked perfectly. I'm good with it.
That was kind of my last thing. So I think now we've got what's on tap, aka what are your finished objects?
Okay. Well, that worked out then. Those was the start of my finished objects.
Look at us and our fancy segueing.
We're doing great tonight. We can't even plan this.
Definitely intentional.
Ooh, I don't have them in here, but I like finished my possessed printer mitts.
And oh, excellent.
I wore them yesterday when it was crappy out.
Yeah, it was rainy yesterday.
So for Lisa's knit along this year, she's doing quarterly themes and you get to choose your own. And my theme was the Midwest. And to me, that means anything that was designed by a Midwest designer or dyed by a Midwest dyer or bought in the Midwest or named after the Midwest, something like that. These are called the Minnesota Clog Toppers.
I love the name.
They're meant to go over the top of your clogs under your jeans.
Okay.
And the idea is so great.
To keep your heels warm?
Like to keep your ankles warm.
Your ankles? Okay.
Yeah. And I think the idea is great. I had every intention of actually trying it with my clogs. And then I went riding on Tuesday night. I was like, I'm wearing my long pants, but it's too warm to want to wear my shoe covers. But I don't want to wear the thick socks because pants. Oh, wait, that actually might be the right thing.
That works out.
So these worked perfectly. I'm actually, my plan for some of my knitting for the weekend is to make a modification on this out of reflective yarn that I have.
Ooh.
So then it'll actually like be meant for being on my bike.
There we go.
Yeah.
How fun will it be to knit with your, or bike with your knits?
Oh, I'm so excited about that because then my ankles are going to stay nice and warm.
Perfect.
You might have to get a pair of those for your birthday or something.
I would love that. Apparently it's sneaking up on us.
It is. It's like right around the corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, these were out of like super chunky yarn and flew.
They're pretty.
Oh yeah, it's Lisa's Mega Base. I know it was like a oop, but it was like a tie-dye and storm clouds colorway, something like that.
Okay.
So it's got like greens and orange, pink, yellow, and gray. And they're fun. I think that's it for my FOs. We could go for a second beverage.
Okay. Well, you know, if you make me choose what I will choose, but Kelsey did give us three options tonight.
Let's go with the one you choose just because I have had the other one. Well, I've had both of them, but let's go for the one you choose. So we're going to go for the stout, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Apparently I'm mamming tonight.
Apparently you are. Uh-huh.
So tell us about this one.
So this was cool. I went to a top shelf beer and cheese pairing last night.
Very fun.
It was fantastic. And so this beer is called Heaps. It is a coconut milk stout from Drecker Brewing. And they're out of Fargo, North Dakota. And they're a very Nordic themed brewery.
That's awesome.
Yes. They've just kind of like, they've kind of come in and conquered like they should have. And they are just putting out some amazing beers, whether it's IPAs or stouts or sours. And I was a little disappointed. We only had a couple options for sours right here, and they weren't that interesting. This is a fantastic coconut milk stout. It has actual toasted coconut rather than the oils. It has cacao nibs. It is, if I remember right, like a 9% beer.
That's solid.
It is pretty tasty. Let's go ahead and crack it open.
Can is really cool. And I'm going to say that the hat on this dude is totally knitted.
Oh, totally. He's definitely got his bright pink beanie on.
Where were you all winter?
In North Dakota.
It's right there. It's right there.
It's everything Caitlin wanted, and she finally has it.
Good choice, Kelsey. It's a really good choice.
I thought you'd appreciate
it. It's really too bad my video is not working because I actually like closed my eyes in happiness.
Oh,
this is good. Wow. I'm getting all the flavors you were talking about. And you can totally tell the difference on this coconut versus what I'm typically used to in a beer. It's fuller, it's roastier in the right ways.
The thing I like is that because it doesn't have like coconut oils, it doesn't leave that like film in your mouth.
Mm-mm. It ends like, wouldn't go as far as crisp, but it ends with this kind of sweet, nice finish.
Because it has that milk stout, mm-hmm. it definitely simmers a little bit. I don't know if that's quite the right word, but it definitely
I like simmer. Lingers. I like simmer.
Lingers, yeah.
Just kind of gently floats off your tongue.
My husband has walked in for a taster glass of a beer. So that probably means he should probably give his review.
Please do. Cole and I love stouts and chocolate.
Another solid one from Drekker. Definitely some coconut on the end. Quite a bit of chocolate in the beginning. Kind of medium thickness. Not too thin, not too thick.
That's kind of what Caitlin and I were both saying.
Mm-hmm. Except for you said it very nicely and concisely. It was good.
And back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Cole. It's lovely.
I'm glad you like it.
And I'm honestly not a coconut person, but I won't shy away from it either, if that makes sense. And I love the coconut.
Oh, absolutely. Because I am not a big coconut fan at all. But I got to the point where in beers, it can be okay. Like, it can definitely balance something or give something that little, like, extra hint. Here's a random fact, random trivia, that they used to tell expectant mothers to drink this because it would be good for them. Or milk stouts, rather, in general.
Interesting.
I learned that last night in class. I wish I could remember more about it because it was quite interesting. But it's the fact that stuck. So there's that.
Nice. Sounds like it was a fun class.
It was. We had 7 different beers, a bunch of different varieties. Good. So did you finish anything?
I did finally.
Woo!
And I looked it up. I started this hat in November.
Was it that long ago?
And it's not that long of a knit. It was one of my upstairs projects, and we just haven't been upstairs very much when I've been knitting. So it just kind of hung out. But this was the Megan Jane hat by Katie Pomper. And this was my first time using Earth yarns. Highly recommend.
Oh, that was in Earth. Okay.
And it was out of the monochrome worsted. And so it was the Earth harvest worsted and then the Earth monochrome worsted. And the monochrome was the green semi-solid that I used. And it's really cool how it worked out. I did not plan it this way, but the brim of the hat is actually a much darker green. And then it kind of fades to lighter.
Right. And it looks fantastic like that.
I got lucky that it worked out like that. And that they plan to like dye it that way. And I love it. I'm glad that, like, I probably should have noticed when I was winding it, but. Yeah, I love it. It is a color work hat, but it's like it's set up where you don't have to catch any floats. It's pretty quick, and I like it. Mine ended up being a little slouchier than the ones in the picture, but I also like that, and I like that it gives you the ability to kind of fold the rim over for extra warmth. So I'm very happy with it, and I think that Katie's pattern was very clear. It had a very understandable chart. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so. That you had it on when I stopped by, and it was adorable.
Thanks.
Now, so you're going to do it in reverse, right? So you have one more to make?
Yes, I am. So I'm going to do reverse, same colors reversed, because it's for my friend and her dude. So I'm going to make his base color black, and her base color was green, because green's her favorite color.
Very cool.
And he also likes green, too, so... That'll work. So that's my only FO, but hopefully I will have lots more now that I think I'm kind of catching up.
But you've had a lot of you've gotten on the test knits for you lately. Mm-hmm. And that's where your heart's been.
And it's been super fun. So Kelsey, what's hopping?
What's hopping? I have a little bit of yarn. A couple weeks ago, Caitlin went to the Fiber Festival. And I ordered from a Viber, well, from one of the same vendors online. Mm-hmm. And she had two colorways that were going towards tornado funding relief from the tornadoes that were close to us here in Winterset, Iowa, which is actually where the race is that I'm going to be at this weekend. She's got a cool, she made up two different colorways. One is called Winterset Strong. So it's got like a gray base.
Yeah, it's like a soft gray, and then it has this like electric-y yellow black in it.
Yes, with a little hint of the pink. Just has a little hint of a pink.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I got
that. What weight is that?
That's on her Dreamy GK.
Nice.
So I got two of this one. I was going to make something of one for myself and then make something else and maybe auction it off and raise more funds.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Kind of excited about that. And then there was a second colorway. It's called Fuck the Tornado, which has gray, like a slightly darker gray, and like an awesome blip of rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a super dark red, bright orange into a turquoise purple. I got in two different colorways, or on two different bases. I got on her Dreamy DK. But then also, she's got this cool new one. It's called Skein Candy Green.
Okay.
Which it's an 85/15 extra fine merino and biodegradable nylon.
Love it.
So it's actually supposed to be biodegradable and actually be semi-okay for the earth. So I was very excited about that one. That's what I have.
Nice. I have one, and I did hint on it in our last episode, but I didn't feel like I totally talked about it because it was more like this, I bought this yarn because I freaked out. And then I really didn't go into it. So for my test knit, I was worried that I was going to run out of yarn, but I really should have. I'm not regretting it, but I think that the people that were kind of close, and they didn't run out either, were using 50 gram balls, not 100. So I'm more than fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up buying two more of the colors that are used more in the shawl, which is, for me, it was the Purple Rain and the Silver Sprinkles in New Garden Yarns Back Garden DK, which is superwash merino 75% and then 25% nylon. But then I also, with the Silver Sprinkles, I actually bought it in a set with a little mini of Passion, which is also one of the purples in the shawl. And then this Bonfire, which is still a semi-solid, but it's got like a bunch of different like reds in it. I guess it's not quite a semi-solid. There's some green in it too, but it's gorgeous. And it almost feels like, looking at it, it looks like it's moving to me. And then I also got this tonal called
Delphinium,
and it's this beautiful blue flower. It is in one of her fingering sock bases. So 75% merino, 25% nylon. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited that the DK does have nylon in it, because I want to do some more straight DK socks too. Even though right now I'm doing holding double with fingering. I don't know. I'm in a chunky sock phase.
That's okay. Everybody.
So I'm excited. At least for a while, it was kind of hard for me to find a DK base that
had nylon in it.
Yeah, but I think it really is becoming more popular.
Well, I wonder if it was one of those things that like just either blew up during the pandemic, or
I could see that, because we're all like, a lot of people are hanging around their house because we can't go see our friends or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
So you want to wear some comfy socks, comfy exactly. Squishy socks.
Well, and really, it seems like in the last year or two that like DK patterns in general have just blown up.
It's cool. Gives more variety. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And DK just is a nice weight to work with. I do like it.
Me too. It's that good balance between light and heavy. And for me, I find it very practical.
So that's what I've got. But I just wanted to go into it a little bit more, because last time I was more focused on what I got at Fiberpalooza. And there are some really great pictures on her website. So I think we're ready for some hangovers.
I guess you could say I had a small minor hangover.
Let's hear it.
Earlier today, when I went to do pick up for the sleeve here. I was like, oh, okay. I think I just have size 4 or, 3.5 millimeter needles. I go and I knit the sleeve. And I was like, that's kind of loose. Not as tight as I thought I would like it. I got all the way to the point where I was ready to do the tubular bind off. Then was looking and like, actually, nope, that was on US 5 instead.
Oh, shoot.
So I had done 16 rows of knitting. And I was like, nope, you know what? It's totally worth it if I rip it out and go redo it.
Yeah, so you love what you're done with. Like, you love what you're finished object. Absolutely, I want love the finished right.
Well, if I was done with it, it'd probably just be done.
Yeah, then maybe you just leave it.
Exactly. No, but you're right. To love my finished product, like, mm-hmm. It was worth doing. And so, like, that, hangover level is maybe an extra glass of water.
Ice cold water.
Yes. I'm so excited about this sweater.
Me too. I'm excited to see how it all fits together. It is a very happy springy colorway.
It makes me very happy. It currently matches my fingernails and much of the colors in my blanket that I'm working on too.
Yay! Giant granny square.
Okay. Did you have a hangover?
Kind of. I actually only want to talk about this because I'm really excited how it worked out.
Okay.
So today I was knitting on my pretzel hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going through and doing the next cable switch. And I look and I'm like, this looks funny. And it's because I cabled it the wrong way.
Oh.
And I didn't even hesitate. I just pulled down those stitches, knitted them back up, and it was just done. And I was like, wow, I've learned things. It didn't even faze me. I was like, oh, no problem.
I love it.
So it's just an exciting win. So I don't, if it was a hangover, I guess I'll go with water too.
Yeah.
It's more just something exciting that, I don't know, it was cool to know that I wasn't even like, oh no, what am I going to do? And I was like, oh, I'm just going to let her down and fix
it. I'm just going to go, ju-ju-ju. And you got it. Way to go.
Thank you. Yeah, I was really, really excited about how that worked out. And that it's just not a thing. So I'm growing as a winner. As a winner? Nice. As a knitter.
Well, maybe you are growing as a winner too. I don't know.
Sure.
A winning knitter? I don't know.
Yes. Maybe. We can be winning knitters together.
Yes. Cheers to winning knitters.
Cheers. Just going to let that sit on my tongue.
Oh, it's all right. It's a good beer to let linger. Like, it just has that good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this brings us to our topic today.
It does. So one of the things I keep hearing people talk about is how, it's starting to warm up and, summer's not going to be too far away. And, I'm really not sure I can knit with, wool much longer or, things to that nature. And so the idea of seasonal knitting has been on my mind a lot.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of fascinating to me because I'm just so obsessed. But it does lead to options for someone that has a lot of crafts they like.
Right.
This is the season I do this craft. This is the season I do this craft. And I do understand that knitting can get warm on you, especially in those bigger projects.
Oh, exactly, because I'm not going to be wanting to knit on, say, your garter squish blanket out in the 100 degree heat of a midday of an Iowa summer. No way.
Not even the cast on. Oh, mm-hmm. Gosh.
No. Whereas I might want to be wearing a wool tank top while I'm out hiking or something.
Yeah, especially with that shade, you kind of like the insulating power of it, but still having the breathability at the same time.
Well, and also it has the wicking moisture or wicking capabilities. So it's taking some of that sweat off of you and almost keeping you cooler. But so that brings up, okay. So yeah, so it sounds like we have kind of some different thoughts on seasonal knitting.
Sure.
A little bit, which is good. So I think one thing you nailed on is you're just obsessed about it and it's not really going to matter too much what season is, you're just going to keep knitting, right?
Absolutely. But I do think there certainly are some considerations. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on them.
One of the things, you know, personally, what I think about is I kind of fall in that same category where often I'm just going to knit. But it depends on where I'm going to be for the most part. Am I going to be inside? Am I going to be outside? What's my knitting situation?
Mm-hmm.
Or then what am I looking to knit? Am I looking to knit something that I'm going to wear in this season? Or am I looking to knit something that's for a different season?
Yeah, so like upcoming kind of, versus now.
Right, exactly. Because the now things are going to be, okay, I'm going to be able to get something done quick and I'm still going to get it done now.
Be ready to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where there are a lot of people talking about, oh, it's time to give up knitting on these big projects, which I get, because you're not going to want to sit there with a huge, you know, super bulky sweater sitting on your lap.
Yeah, so I think our first suggestion here, if you are very much in love with wool, is to find those smaller projects so that you don't have as much of it kind of sitting on you. So those hats, mitts, even a tank top, or you may consider kind of the weight of the yarn or the texture that you are knitting, right? So if I am knitting in garter, it's going to be a thicker, warmer thing. But if I knit in lace, like your cardigan, it's not going to be as thick feeling sitting on you. Even though it is a bigger project, it's going to be lighter. That fabric's going to be more open.
So for my cardigan, for example, it is a light fingering weight wool that has a light open lace texture to it. It's going to keep me warm enough in the summer, but yet it's not going to keep me too hot.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be just that like nice little light over the t-shirt layer.
Definitely. And the actual like knitting experience is not going to feel as hot as, say, a worsted weight cardigan.
Right, exactly. So that would still be something I would consider making, you know, yeah, this summer, you know.
Yeah, and I probably would too. And I think that kind of segues us into, and you already kind of hit on this, you had a really great intro, you like set us up, is the type of yarn you're knit with, right? So right. Now is the time where maybe you like wool, but maybe you look for some sort of wool blend that's with bamboo or cotton or acrylic.
Or even silk.
Yeah, silk. So something to maybe lighten up the yarn that you're working with. I think those are all the examples I was thinking with.
That's kind of along the same line and me too, exactly.
Nice. Okay, I hope I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, it's like, you know, linen or, you know.
Yes, there we go.
Hemp, those two. Those kind of like lighter weighted yarns are going to have a little bit more of that cooling, or I guess, lighter feel to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about I was talking about my outline tee earlier. That's in 100% flax, which is linen. And I'm very much looking forward to that, like breaking it in, getting it to that soft point, and just having something nice and light to put on over something.
It's going to be gorgeous.
The only downside is I just can't work on it forever and ever because it hurts my hands.
Yeah, linen is not stretchy.
No, it is not.
We did kind of touch on it, but those smaller projects are also kind of nice and kind of that idea of planning ahead too. So maybe it's the end of, for us, we're a little delayed this year, but you're kind of finishing up those winter projects. And so you can find a few of these smaller projects or these projects with this different type of yarn so that it's a lighter yarn. And then you can kind of almost plan again ahead for winter again.
Well, you nail it right
and
there.
Ramp it up.
You nailed it right there. So I know, like, for me, I find myself knitting a lot of hats around this time of year because there's something small, something easy, something portable. It's not going to sit on my lap and make me feel hot, you know? Mm-hmm. It can just be up in my hands and it's not going to be a lot of weight on me or a lot of warm that I can still knit.
We're concise tonight, but I feel like we've nailed everything I've thought of since I think it's about a week ago we talked about this being our topic.
Right.
But we would love to hear what everyone else thinks too. Like if you have a favorite thing to do in the warmer weather, especially on those more humid days where you're out in it, what do you guys like to knit?
What do you like to knit in the summer or the spring? Are you knitting something for the spring right now, or are you planning for the fall ahead? Let us know.
Yeah. Or are you knitting like this amazing lacy shawl? And if so, send us pictures. Tell us about it.
I know I have plans to do like a whole tank top and pair of shorts upcoming. So definitely want to do shorts for sure.
Me too. Oh, there's so many things I want to knit. Do we have an IRL?
I do, actually.
All right, let's hear it.
So this last week, I had a very awesome experience. Something that I will never, ever, ever be able to recreate. And it's part of my side gigs. I won't go into all the details. But it's one of those times where the experience was like none other. And it was one of those opportunities where you just had to live in the moment.
Okay.
And take it all in. I went and I worked this past weekend, and all of my hard work really paid off. And I got to do something very cool. And it's one of those times where I could have just been, oh, it's all about me, me, me. But no, I was there to give back to a community and to serve a community, and was given a chance of a lifetime, and really wanted to consider living in the moment and enjoying it and knowing that this could be gone tomorrow. So,
yay!
It was cool. And I'm not bragging. It was just a very, very amazing experience. And I was very lucky to be there. And it'll never be anything like that again.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really awesome. I know I feel all warm inside. I'm really glad that you had something special like that happen.
It, you know, it means a lot to me. I work very hard at what I do. And it was kind of cool. And it just was one of those moments where it makes you realize it's not all about you. Some reason you help somebody, you do something, and somehow you get to live life and have a really cool time. So make sure you enjoy it.
And it's
that's my little PSA. Happy
real over. good thing to talk about right now, because it's it's been really hard, and everyone's having a hard time. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people are having a hard time because it's been hard.
It has been hard.
But we gotta appreciate the good things.
Exactly. There are times, whether it's a big moment on the big stage or not, you still got to take in some of those moments and appreciate them. Even if it's you got to go and sit on your porch tonight and enjoy the outside, you had a chance to enjoy an awesome moment.
And I did enjoy it.
With that, we had a really great segue earlier. You were talking about wanting to knit all the things.
I need to knit all the things. I need to knit some shorts, man.
Yes, you do. Join the shorts club.
On that, knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Spikes Brewers Use, and on Tap as Kelsey J.
And you can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. Please message us and let us know what you'd like us to talk about. We'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that while we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.